Blog Talk Radio.
This is Marcy Cheek, and this is my midweek pick-me-up Wednesday show of Say What? When? Where? And that question I've asked my whole life, why? And today, I have to talk about the Bundy Ranchers. Because this past weekend, we saw the most startling demonstration involving the rights of the individual since the civil rights movements of the 60s. And I think what is happening in Nevada is a really, really, really big event. And there's so much being said about it in the mainstream media and in the alternative media that I just have to have my say. Because this is an issue about rights, all right. But whose rights? Who is right? Well, let's start with Mr. Bundy. He says his family has owned this land since back in the 1880s. Well, I want to know who in his family then signed a paper to give the family's rights to the federal government. Or was it, did they give the rights of their land to the people who wanted to protect the turtle? You know, don't you, that this is about a turtle? There's a special turtle that lives here in the desert and whose habitat was being threatened. But let me tell you, no government here in the United States has the power to go in and take land away from anyone except in the provisions of eminent domain. And although the Supreme Court has greatly widened the authority that government has and can use in eminent domain cases, there still has to be compensation to the people involved. However, an environmental issue that concerns a turtle would not fall under the provisions of eminent domain. This would be an issue where people who love the turtle would form a coalition to propose that certain lands be set aside to protect the turtle. But in order for this to happen, agreements would have to be made between the parties. So I want to know, who was it in the Bundy family who gave permission to the coalition who wanted to protect the turtle? What compensation was paid? What are the conditions of the agreement? Now, there has been some discussion that this land was designated as a protected habitat for the turtle through Agenda 21, which is a provision that has been decreed by the United Nations. Now, Agenda 21 is a non-binding, voluntarily implemented action plan of the United Nations with regard to sustainable development. That's the words they use, sustainable development. And its purpose is to integrate economic, social, and environmental policies in order to achieve reduced consumption, social equity, and the preservation and restoration of biodiversity. And this can include atmospheric protection, control of pollution, management of biotechnology and radioactive wastes, combating deforestation, protecting fragile environments, and conservation of biological diversity. Now, whether the Bundys dealt with an environmental group who was operating under Agenda 21 or not, we don't know. But somewhere in the course of the management of this land, someone gave permission to the people who love this turtle to dedicate this land to conservation of biological diversity. Now, apparently, the cows and the turtles get along because the agreement had to include that Mr. Bundy was still able to graze his cattle there. So there apparently wasn't any conflict between the cows and the turtles. But apparently, Mr. Bundy was supposed to pay some fees. For his cattle to continue to graze there. Now, that had to have been spelled out in whatever agreement was made. I want to know what this agreement was. Now, he hasn't paid these fees, and he hasn't paid them, I mean, for years and years and years, like 10 or 15 years. And so, finally, and maybe all of a sudden, the Bureau of Land Management, who has the police power in matters of this type, began rounding up Bundy's cattle to get them off the land, to get them off of the land in question. Well, one question I have is, if the turtles and the cattle got along okay, what was the original threat to the turtle? And this makes me think there has to be another hidden agenda here. Whether it's Agenda 21, there is a hidden agenda. And it has to come up, and it has come up, that there is the possibility that a Chinese company wants to build a solar generating plant on this land. So dedicated land for biodiversity provisions is available for commerce at a fraction of the value of the land than if the Chinese would have to buy the land from the Bundys. So is there a government conspiracy here? How is Nevada Senator Reid, Senator Harry Reid, involved here? Is the looming possibility of a solar power plant the real reason the Bureau of Land Management just all of a sudden decides to take action after all of these years to get Bundy's cattle off of the land? We just don't know yet, because there is much to be revealed here. Now, the right to own private property is a guarantee of the Constitution of the United States. But if this agreement, whatever agreement was made here about the turtle, is under the Agenda 21 of the United Nations, well, then the Constitution has to take a back seat here. Because at the Earth Summit in 1992, President George Bush Sr. signed for the United States, along with leaders of 178 other nations, to adopt Agenda 21. And then in 1995, President Clinton, in compliance with Agenda 21, signed Executive Order 12858 to create the President's Council on Sustainable Development in order to harmonize the United States' environmental policies with the UN directive. And since that time, a whole host of agencies have sprung up. Smart growth, wildlands projects, resilient cities, green building codes, American Planning Council, International City County Management Group, the U.S. Mayors Conference, the National Governors Association, the National League of Cities, the National Association of County Administrators, and many, many, many more government agencies, private organizations, and foundations. Some of these are funded privately, but most of them are taxpayer-funded or funded by government grants, which is also taxpayer money. Now, when the President of the United States signs for the United States, in effect, he is submitting the sovereignty of his country to the Global Initiative. So at that point, the Global Initiative takes precedent over the U.S. Constitution if it is chosen as the instrument of agreement in a local area. So I think it is really important here in this case to find out what was the agreement made regarding the turtle, who made it, and under what authority was it made, because this is going to settle who is right here. Now, Mr. Bundy, bless his heart, he just does not recognize the power of the federal government. He thinks the federal government only has power within the confines of Washington, D.C. And he says this is a states' rights issue, that the state of Nevada should be the ruling authority here. But here we need to ask the question, what is government? What is the federal government? In this country, we say that the government is of the people, by the people, for the people. So the government only has the power that is given to it by the people. There is no independent government power. No matter how much the patriots want to tell us that there is. There is only one power. And I would suggest that you listen to my show in the archives by that title, There is Only One Power, because there is no independent government power. The only power there is of the people, by the people, for the people. Now, I would be the very first one to agree that government has become too big. But why has this happened? Well, in my lifetime, I have watched the people of this country, little by little, just decide to let the government take over and take care of everything for them. I've watched people decide they don't want to work anymore, so they've created an injury at work in order to get workman's compensation or to qualify for Social Security disability. And I've watched as an economy makes it more advantageous for a person to be on welfare than to have a job. And I've watched the statistics for children born out of wedlock continue to go up, even though the government welfare program of aid to dependent children was supposed to be so mothers could stay home and take care of their child and love them and teach them respect and keep them out of the gangs and make sure they got a wonderful education. But that hasn't worked because most ADC women have just found out that it's a way that they can live and not work. And the crime rates just continue to go up in those areas. And now the statistics show that the immigrant Mexican has the highest rate of illegitimacy because it's just so easy to come across our border and have your child be born here and get ADC and all of our other welfare systems. And yet, although we can't defend our borders or round up illegals and ship them back to Mexico, we can sure send armed militia to Nevada to round up cattle and ship them back to Mr. Bundy. And I've watched a generation of people be born and live their lives without any consequences for their actions. But, after all, none of the criminals who created the devastating recession of 2008 were ever prosecuted or suffered any consequences for their actions. And I've watched a system of capitalism run totally out of control, and the money changers in the temple have raped and plundered us with their tantalizing schemes of getting us to realize the American dream, while thrusting us deeper and deeper in their debt, while they just laugh all the way to the bank. And I've watched the school systems try to make up for there not being any mothers in the home anymore, with programs like No Child Left Behind and Core Education Curriculum and other things that have burdened the school system with kids who just don't care a hoot about education, and many who just really can't even be educated. And the federal government feeds them breakfast and lunch and provides after-school programs to take care of them until someone comes and picks them up, hopefully by 6 o'clock p.m. And then they're back at school by 8 a.m. the next morning, many of them having been picked up by the bus at 6 a.m. in the morning. You know, all of this hasn't happened overnight. It's just been a gradual disintegration of the family and disinterest on the part of the electorate. You know, if you'd stop most people on the street at this point, I just think they just don't care anymore. And I think at this point, most people don't think there's anything they can do about it anyway. I mean, after all, there aren't any honest politicians. And if you could hear about what is happening in our cities here in California, where the local politicians have lined their personal pockets with the taxpayers' money without delivering any of their promises or showing even the smallest amount of moral integrity towards their public duties to the citizenry, you would begin to believe that all politicians are evil. So, is there anybody who is right? Well, no one is totally right in this situation in Nevada. And everyone involved has rights. So it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out. And what I thought was the most interesting about this is that as a country, our citizenry is armed. Did you see the people that gathered at that demonstration? They had machine guns and rifles and pistols of all type. Every single one of them was armed. And whoever gave that command for the Bureau of Land Management to back down was really smart, because this would have been an absolute travesty if it had gotten out of hand and people began to be killed at this event. But this event has given cause for each and every one of us to pause and reflect. Who is right? Do we really have any rights anymore? Well, the only absolute right that you have that no one can take away from you is your right as an eternal soul who breathes the breath of God here on earth to be responsible for yourself. And you know what? This is even true in communist countries and socialistic countries as well as in the republic, which we are here. And even under Agenda 21 of the United Nations, we have the sovereign right as an individual to breathe this breath of life and live our own life within the boundaries of our own moral code. And as Patrick Henry said, as this country was being created, and as Mr. Bundy said on national television last night, give me liberty or give me death. And the true liberty is as an individual. We can't make anybody else do anything, but we have the total and complete authority over ourselves. Now, Mr. Bundy is in violation of whatever agreement he and or some other member of his family made with whatever environmental group wanted to protect the turtle. And this does need to be revealed. And the Bureau of Land Management was just doing its job to round up his cattle off the land, although we don't know what the hidden agenda is here. And Mr. Bundy's stand for his rights, which was backed up by the so-called patriots that came from across the country with their guns and stood with him, cannot be applauded until he himself is in compliance with the law, whatever that agreement was. Because this would be like a group of people who decided they just didn't want to drive the speed limit anymore, and they arbitrarily decide to make a new speed limit and drive at the new speed limit. This is not the way to restructure our society. But this event has given all of us a time to pause and reflect and to decide, yes, this is another huge choice point for us as a community. What do we really, really want? Do we want to keep letting the government take care of us and make all of our decisions for us and not take any responsibility for our own lives and just let government get bigger and bigger and bigger until finally, under Agenda 21, all lands will be publicly owned and operated for global use? And we will just be assigned to live with five others in a 10-by-10 living space in high-rises across major cities with push-button furniture and individual sleeping boxes in the wall, be served three vegetarian meals a day, and have on-call doctors 24/7 who just dispense all of the medications that keep us like zombies or can arrange for our mortal demise. It's up to us. It's our choice. Well, I had lunch today with my Coast Guard friend, Sally. She and I both have our birthday in May, and she's going to be 87 years old. And she told me the story of the stand that she took when she was a young woman, and the city was planning to extend the freeway in her city from downtown out to the city limits, and the plan would take the freeway right through her backyard. Her home was on 2 acres, as well as all the other homes in that neighborhood. They were 2-acre plots. And the city was planning to take off 1 acre from the backyards of all of these homes by eminent domain to build the freeway. So Sally took it upon herself to go around her community, and she found a huge empty tract of land, which was just as convenient from the inner city out to the city's boundaries. And she investigated who owned this land, and it was a company that developed cemeteries. However, they had never developed a cemetery here in that on that open, empty land. It was just vacant land, which could be developed. Well, Sally found out that the city had originally planned to take the freeway through that tract of land, but the corporate fathers of this company lobbied to get the city to consider another route, because this corporation did not want to sell the land for the amount of money that would be generated by eminent domain, which is never as much as what could be gotten commercially. So Sally went to her local congressman, and she showed him how her home and her neighborhood would be impacted by the freeway going through their backyards. And he drafted a piece of legislation and submitted it to the state legislature. And long story short, after much public debate, the legislature decided to put the freeway through the empty land of the Cemetery Development Corporation. This did not happen overnight, and Sally and the band of mothers who joined with her to support her cause had to fight until the end and stand strong and not give up. But it all started with Sally, one person. You know, because I think that as one person, most people feel like they can't do anything. You know, I'm just one person. What can I do? Well, you can stop a freeway from going through your backyard. And if you think government is too big, you can start by having a meeting at your house and enlist support to call your representatives on the carpet and demand that they do something about the crime and corruption in our government, about the lies and the deceit. You can go to your television station and you can tell them you don't want to hear the police report every night on the news. You don't want any more cop shows on television. You can write letters to the sponsors of these shows and quit buying the products that sponsor them, that show killing and glorify murder and rape and incest. One person has all the power. One person can make a difference. And one person with all the power joining together with another person with all of the power and another person with all of the power can change things, can change anything. It's all up to us. This is Marcy Ann. And I'm going to say aloha now. Aloha in the Hawaiian language means to be happy with. And know that the world is what you think it is. There are no limits. Everything is possible. And energy flows where your attention goes. And now is the moment of power. My music is by visionarymusic.com, music created and designed to help you make a change.